Joseph Gordon-Levitt has grown from a child actor on TV's Third Rock from the Sun to a movie star in The Dark Knight Rises and Inception, and now he's adding a few new skills to his resume. He not only stars in the new comedy Don John, he also wrote and directed the film. Critic Bob Mondello says Gordon-Levitt did both as if he'd been doing them all his life.
John Martello would be the first to tell you he has life all figured out, which should probably tell you something else. He is not a deep thinker.
There's only a few things I really care about in life. My body, my pad, my ride, my family, my church, my boys, my girls, and my porn.
Yep, you heard that right. His porn. John's New Jersey buddies have nicknamed him Don John because he's a real Don Juan with the ladies, a fresh conquest every night, lots to confess at confession. But after sex, he's kind of done, while his conquests generally want to cuddle. And he figures, maybe when the right girl comes along. But in the meantime, pornography offers sex without cuddling, which, truth be told, he prefers. Then, the right girl comes along.
Why'd you say yes to me?
I'm just gonna have to wait to find out.
All right, I got time.
You're cute, I like you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's perfect and knows it, as embodied by Scarlett Johansson, and she plays the seduction game as well as John does.
Don't lie to me.
Hey.
Look, you don't know me, so I'm gonna let you off the hook this time. But trust me, in the future, you'll be much happier if you always tell me the truth.
Wait. I'll be happier?
Well, you don't think I could make you happy if I wanted to?
Barbara will not go to bed with him after one date or even after 1 month. She insists on meeting his parents.
Oh, thank you. So nice to finally meet you both.
My pleasure.
And to his horror, she wants him to do couples stuff.
You like movies?
I don't watch too many movies. The Pretty Woman, The Pretty Man, I mean, they drive off into the sunset. Everyone knows it's fake.
I love movies like that, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
But they watch it like it's real life.
John, of course, likes a different sort of movie, and once he's finally sealed the deal and he and Barbara are more or less living together...
Baby!
What are you doing?
I was just reading emails.
No, you weren't.
He returns to old habits.
How do you watch that?
How do you watch all the stupid movies that you watch?
Movies and porno are different, John. They give awards for movies.
They give awards for porn, too.
These two are playing at adult relationships, but they're not terribly grown up, and that, it turns out, is what Joseph Gordon-Levitt wants to explore in Don John. He has clearly been paying attention to more than his own lines as he's transitioned from TV to indie dramas to big studio blockbusters. Don John qualifies as an authoritative writing and directing debut, smooth, funny, and with a terrific cast. Not just Johansson vamping in that thick Jersey accent, but Glenn Headley and Tony Danza as the parents John dreads bringing her home to, Brie Larson as a little sister who barely looks up from her cell phone but somehow takes in everything, and Julianne Moore, fragile and slyly funny as the one thoughtful adult among all these cartoonish types. Gordon-Levitt keeps things riotous for the film's first hour, and if he eases into an ending that's a little Hollywood standard after having so much fun tweaking form and content, I'm guessing audiences will cut him some slack. Just as Don John is learning the ropes, after all, so is the guy who dreamed him up. I'm Bob Mondello.